Mission Network News, 2-Minute Version, Thursday, June 24th, 2004. 3, 2, 1. I'm Peter Brooks with Mission Network News. Hindu nationalist opposition in India is vowing to reclaim power. The BJP is meeting this week to strategize how to do that. While Gospel for Asia and other believers are encouraged by the change in government, GFA's K.P. Yohanan is puzzled by the response of the church.
God, in His mercy, has given us 5 years with a new government. That government saying that we will protect the minority and we will give freedom to spread their faith, but the church at large, I'm afraid, is missing it.
Yohanan says the national church has no concrete plans to grow the church. Next, health officials in Ghana fear thousands are at risk for polio since it's spread by poor hygiene and contaminated water. Oasis of Love's Bishop Alvina Miller says this is one reason why they've incorporated hygiene into their curriculum. Along with their physical and spiritual training, the Oasis International Training Center in Ghana helps change lives.
We are witnessing a great change already in how they are bettering their home life. They learn it at our school, and they put it to work in their homes with our help.
And finally, in just a few days, millions of people in the United States will honor their forefathers and heroes who sacrificed all they had for the freedom they cherish today. The Jesus Film Project is making available a special video that honors those unsung heroes while also pointing them to Christ. With the success of the Mel Gibson film, The Passion of the Christ, this could be a great tool that not only honors American heroes, but introduces them to Christ. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a copy of Max Meyer's book, Riding the Heavens, from Mission Aviation Fellowship, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. You can also request a copy on our website at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Peter Brooks.